Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Carl Eller from the Minnesota Vikings Hall of Fame. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We are back live from Tournament de Pizza. The show continues 1 hour down, 2 hours to go. Let's get right back into it. Let's head up to Boston, my home away from home, where I met my wife many, many years ago. And as we continue talking about UFC 292, and welcome Brad Tavares back to the show. Brad, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? Thank you for having me.
Things are good, and you know, we'll talk about the fight, and we'll talk about things that are important, but most importantly, let's talk about back home, out in Hawaii. Do you have family? Do you have friends affected? How can we help? I know there's a lot of help going out to the state of Hawaii, and we want to be involved.
Yeah, my wife is actually from Maui. Luckily, all of our close friends and family are safe. But yeah, of course, you know, being from a small island, you do know, you have friends and families that you know that were affected. So it's really crazy for them back there. The media, you know, doesn't really cover it as, like, we have people that are there at Ground Zero that are seeing these things, that are helping, that have been helping this, you know, it's what, a week now. So the things they're seeing, and we're hearing these stories back. So it's really sad and scary. As far as for help, you know, everybody's coming together, and a lot of donations as far as supplies are made, and I think they're all good with that. And I think right now the biggest thing is that people can start helping by donating, like, monetary gifts, gift cards, or even to, like, certain, I would say anybody who does want to donate, don't go ahead and donate to Red Cross or FEMA or any of these people, because there's families that are directly affected that need the funds now. They literally lost everything, you know, a whole town or city burnt to the ground. So they lost everything, their schools, their businesses, jobs, cars, all of it is just gone, you know, so they need immediate help. And there's a lot of red tape with these, you know, like, nothing against them, FEMA, Red Cross and all that. They're trying to help, and I'm sure there's procedures and there's things that they need to follow, but you know, it's making it harder for the people that are affected. So I've been posting a bunch of direct links to GoFundMes and Venmos of people, actual families. You know, these lists have been vetted by people that I know and trust personally. So anybody who did want to donate, you know, you can go ahead, jump on my Instagram. It's Brad Tavares 808. I've posted these links to families and yeah, Venmos and GoFundMes that you can directly donate to them.
Okay, and we'll continue to publicize those, and that's what I wanted to ask about. How can we get them to the people? And 9 out of 10 times, it eventually gets there, but by doing it the way you're suggesting, it's going to get there tomorrow, not, you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah, get there instantly. Yeah, instantly. Yeah, because and what I tell people is, like, we do appreciate all the donations, and you know, like, anything, whatever it is, however small or big, it doesn't matter. You know, every little bit helps. But just be cautious. Again, like I said, just donate to places where, you know, like I said, all the links that I'm posting are people that I know personally, or someone I knows them personally, right? So they've been vetted, and this money will go directly to those families in need.
Perfect. And like I said, we will definitely continue to push that throughout the upcoming days, weeks, and months. A quick turnaround. You know, just 4 months ago, you were in the octagon.
Yep.
Curious, did you take a day or two off? And I'm going to say no, because I was in Extreme Couture last week and I saw you there.
yeah, I took a little bit. You always got to take just a little bit of time off. But I like to stay active as far as, like, just lifestyle-wise. You know, I might not be in coutures every day, training, doing our classes and sparring and whatnot, but I'll be staying active. I'll be on my mountain bike. I'll be out there hitting the trails, or I'll be in the gym, you know, just getting a workout in, or I'll go diving. You know, I like doing physical things. I like staying active in that sense. So yeah, I'm always doing something.
When I was at Extreme Couture last week, Randy's been a friend since UFC 1, or Tough 1, I'm sorry. I'm watching all these classes. You know, I'm seeing you, you know, doing a little bit. I see some guy that's putting on a class. Then he goes and trains. The guy's Sean Strickland, only has a big fight coming up, and he's teaching classes there. I thought it was so cool.
Yeah. No, I love that. I love that. You know, we have a bunch of great guys in the gym, high-level guys. And they're giving back, you know, and maybe not even in the sense of, oh, they're an actual coach that is like, you know, like a paid coach by Couture's. But if one of the coaches are out, if Eric is out or Dennis or Nate or whoever it may be, if they're out, yeah, one of the guys, myself, Sean, you know, one of the guys, veteran guys that have been there, will step up, run the class, run the practice. And a lot of times we end up making our own practices. If there's something that, you know, like we had wanted to work on, and, you know, our gym is great about that. Couture's is great about that. As long as there's no class conflicting with the mat space or the cage time, then they're like, yeah, by all means, do whatever you guys want to do. You know, like, you guys have free roam of the gym. They're not trying to turn it into a class and everybody has to check in and yada yada. So, you know, it's, we got a good thing going.
Very cool. You said you did take a couple of days off. What is like a cheat thing for you? You know, you had the couple of days and then obviously you had to get back in camp. Is it a cheat food? Is it a cheat dessert? You know, what is something that you normally wouldn't do that you're able to do for those couple of days?
You know what? Overall, I would say as far as my diet goes, I don't eat like so crazy. You know, I eat pretty good overall. So I feel like the way I eat outside of camp is almost the same as I eat in camp. And then obviously as it gets closer to the fight and weight becomes more important, becomes more of a factor. Yeah, I start watching how much of things I eat. And then I start eliminating certain things. I can't go just smash a bag of chips at 10 o'clock at night, you know, like that's going to affect me. Or like, I'm a big cereal guy. I love eating cereal and my appetite gets wicked when it gets late at night. So if I'm up at midnight and I get hungry, which I always get hungry on that time, I'll be smashing cereal, like big bowls, like three of them almost eat through a whole box of cereal in one sitting. But, we're closer, I can't do it.
What cereal do you like the best?
I would say one of my favorites is probably Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and that's my daughter's favorite cereal. But I do like, I have, like, if you go in my like my pantry, I got a bunch of different cereals, Honey Bunches of Oats, like regular Life cereal I like, Peanut Butter Crunch, Fruity Pebbles. So I got some variety in there.
That's awesome. I know that there's a restaurant in Boston. I know there's one in New York as well. It's a cereal restaurant. And you walk in and they literally have every cereal. I haven't had cereal. I haven't had milk in probably 40 years. I haven't had cereal since I was in the Navy, so in 1980.
Wow.
Maybe I should have
you gotta get my back on your cereal grind.
Yeah, I might have to. So tell me, the phone rings, whether it's you, whether it's the management, whatever. What are you guys looking for when the phone rings? Is it the name? Is it the location? Obviously, the name Chris Weidman has to be of interest. But, you know, what is that first thing that you're looking to hear?
I mean, I think it kind of depends. So if it's a like you said, like a big name like Chris Weidman, I feel like that kind of trumps everything. You know, this is a great opportunity. A former champion, he has a big name, big following, great fight. I like the fight stylistically, so I think that trumps everything as far as the next steps of where it is, when it is, etc. But so it kind of just depends, because if they're like, oh, we want you to fight, I don't know, tomorrow, right? Like, just for instance, it would matter who that's against. I wouldn't fight tomorrow against some guy making his UFC debut. That would make no sense. But like, if they're like, hey, this is a possible contender fight, would you do it? Then of course, you know, so all those other things, the date, the location, all those other things go out the window. So I think, yeah, I guess the opponent would probably be the most important thing to take into account.
So Brad, all right. So we talked about the business side. We talked about the relief side. But let's talk about the horn blaster side and, like, the way you scare the tar out of people in traffic. And do you get as much fun out of it as I do watching it?
Oh, man. I think I get more fun out of it. Like people, I always tell people, like, they don't realize. I think there was one video I posted that my brother was the one filming. And, like, towards the end, you kind of catch a glimpse of my face. And you see the joy in my face. Like, that's all I have every time. Like, even when, like, I'll start getting giddy when I see an opportunity. Like, I say I'm in traffic and I see somebody at the corner and I'm turning left and I know I'm going to turn past them. And there's a very good chance that this person is going to get very startled by my horn. I already start giggling, like, you know, it was the anticipation of it. I love it. I get a kick out of it.
All right, so speaking of opportunity, Tampa, as where Randy and I are based out of, Horn Blasters is located in Tampa on 54th Street. So when you come down to see your sponsor, when you come to town, we'll roll out the red carpet for you at the restaurant. We'll hang out. We'll go out bow fishing. We have Captain Kelly here does bow fishing on tours.
Do a whole weekend, yeah.
We'll do a whole weekend, man. We'll rod and we'll drive around and we'll film.
In the limo. We'll drive around in the limo and let you do that.
We can scare the crap out with the horn blasters.
Hey, that would be freaking awesome. I've always wanted to try bow fishing. That looks fun.
When do you want to do it? Well, hey, Kelly, we need to book Brad Tavares for some bow fishing. All right, so we're going to get a date from him. He's going to come down. We'll have the limo pick him up.
Yeah,
we'll do the whole thing. Give me obviously the big deal is Saturday, UFC 292. Chris White, like you said, former champ. Give me your thoughts on Chris.
You know what? Honestly, I have nothing but respect for the guy. I think the way he's carried himself inside and outside of the cage he's always been an upstanding guy, and I respect him. But at the end of the day, you know, it's me versus him. And I think that I'm the more complete and better fighter. But again, I have nothing but respect for him. You know, he's done it. He's been a champion. He's durable. He's been in the game a long time. But, Saturday, it's my time, you know, so it's going to be me.
Obviously, it's a silly question. You're a veteran. You've done this numerous times. But, you know, I've talked to people, and they're like, you know, I respected. And then afterwards, they go, I respected them too much. You know, I didn't do my fight. Again, I know you're the veteran of numerous fights. But how do you make sure that doesn't happen and you don't fall into that?
Oh, I mean, when I say I respect him, is like somebody just recently asked me, like yesterday or something. They're like, oh, in fact, it was these guys I had met on the plane ride here to Boston, and they're asking me, and they're like, oh, yeah, is there, like, any bad blood or whatever? And I was like, nah, there's no bad blood. And then they're asking me, oh, well, so how do you, like, fight someone if there's not that there or whatever? And I was like, bro, at the end of the day, what people got to understand is that when that cage door closes, that guy standing across from me, he's trying to take me out. He's trying to hurt me. So regardless if I respect him or not, regardless if we were, like, even friends or not, like, I'm not one of those guys who could fight my friends, but still, like, at the end of the day, if that person across from me is trying to hurt me, trying to take from me, take me out, put me out, like, that, all respect goes out the window. Like, I'm still trying to hurt you. I'm still trying to kick your head off, you know?
So that you can get back in the car and do your horn blowing. Before
exactly.
I let you go, I come to Vegas. I cover, you know, I've covered the UFC since the very beginning, and beginning meaning UFC 1. Been to Vegas a lot of times. I go to the same three places to eat. I go to the same three places to hang out. What's a place I should go check out the next time I'm out in Las Vegas?
What for eating? You mean?
Yeah, you know,
or just
for eating
for anything?
And I'll eat anything.
Okay, you guys eat anything? So two of my favorite places or things to eat, I should say. And both of them are all you can eat because you know how we do in Vegas.
we're
all you can eat sushi.
Brad, we're best friends already. If it's an all you can eat.
You know what? No, so that's why, like, people ask me, like, well, like, what is your team or whatever? It's like, dude, just last week I had all you can eat sushi and all you can eat Korean barbecue. So like, I still eat good, you know what I mean? Like, the things I'm eating aren't that bad, so I can still eat a lot of it. But, yeah, you guys definitely got to go check out It Sushi. on or in Vegas. You can look it up. There's two locations. It's the all-you-can-eat spot. And then Master Kim's Korean Barbecue, all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue spot. Two of my go-to places.
I wrote them both down. We normally go, and we went to last Friday to Sushi Wa, which I think is out in Henderson, which is phenomenal. But I'll try your sushi place next time I'm out. Brad, thank you very much.
Yeah.
So Brad, so I assume you know Matt from Horn Blasters.
The comedian of the show has something else for you.
But I'm not the comedian. If you know Matt, when you come to town and we go bow fishing and we hang out at the restaurant, you got to invite Matt from Horn Blasters because he has the funniest Facebook post I've ever seen. And it's a picture of him and adult film star Ron Jeremy. And the caption says, "Happy Father's Day." And I got to know
that's
that.
A good one.
So bring them in with you when you come down.
Awesome. Brad, thank you very much for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong as well
thank
as Bucked Up Energy Drink. Have fun this week, and more importantly, have fun on Saturday. I'll text you my number, and so whenever we can get you down here, we'll set you up with the fishing, the limo, the whole nine yards.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Brad Tavares back in the octagon this Saturday, UFC 292. We will continue with more shenanigans and you getting me in more trouble when we return. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by Staff Zone, 8 Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
This is Jack Del Rio, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Jesus criminy.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Steve Lowry from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Radio coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza. You don't interrupt a guitar riff like that.
I was going to say you were waiting for that lick to get
through. You don't interrupt that riff. Is that what they call it, a riff?
I thought it was a lick.
A lick? But, well, our
we'll
producer
ask Steve,
about,
but, well, yeah, he's got other business to do today.
Yeah.
It's funny. I don't know if you've seen the Verizon commercial. It's a guy and he's trying to hawk. You buy a phone, you get another phone or whatever. And he's like, one phone for you, one phone for her, one phone for him, one phone. Or one phone for me and one phone for me. I do a lot of business. He goes, no, one phone for business, the other phone for business. Mm. I do a lot of business. Well, you know, Steve has three phones.
He does have three phones.
He has a lot going on.
And he has two ears.
I know. Imagine that. I don't like when people are saying, oh, this card, every card. Every card is huge. Every card is big. Well, that's not the case all the time.
Sure.
You have good cards. This is a good card. There's a pretty good main event. I don't know about the whole card. But a pretty intriguing main event coming to BKFC September 22nd.
Oh, yeah.
And that's your champion, Lorenzo Hunt.
Your double champion.
Against Chris Camozzi.
Yeah.
Now, has Chris Camozzi...
At BKFC 50 in Denver, my hometown.
Oh, now that's your hometown. Okay.
It was for 6 years.
Yeah, whatever.
It's where my headquarters is located.
Okay, whatever. I thought you were a horn blower now.
I need to get a horn on my Jeep and then drive it out to Denver, get a couple cell phones on the way because, you know, I got business out there, too. I got business here, business there.
Good fight. I'm looking forward to that. Chris Camozzi, a good friend of mine personally and of the show, as is Lorenzo, not to the point of Camozzi.
Yeah.
And I'm intrigued. You know, yeah. I don't get intrigued often.
Excited.
I don't get excited,
you
but
should.
I got excited when I took a picture with Yvette Clutterbuck, who is involved with BattleBots.
Oh, yeah, you did go to the BattleBots.
Did you see the one we put up? That bot went 25 feet in the air.
Really?
Now, again, it's different. One's a show. One's a Broadway show. One's a Las Vegas show. And the other's the TV show.
Okay.
Like, one of the bots that went to compete was a slot machine.
Oh, really? Okay.
So the other machine came in and just tore it up in like no time. You know, and they have a bot that's like Gravedigger. I forget what it was called, Kron or something.
Okay.
You know, big mouth, big thing. It was cool. It was entertaining. You know, I had a good time. I left early to make sure I wasn't late for my dinner.
So it's like the robotic conventions that they do, right? Like there's been like colleges,
yeah.
MIT,
yeah.
And they build these battle bot zones.
Very much so.
And see which ones like are low to the ground, and they flip one over, yep. And then they win. And
if it doesn't move in 10 seconds, you know, you're DQ'd and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So for sure. From what I understand, I was in Las Vegas last week.
You were?
And from what I understand, the Bucks did not look too good.
I don't think it's going to be a very good year this year.
I was standing with someone you met once. He didn't remember you, and I didn't bring you up either. So,
that's not true.
Robert Irvine.
Oh, yeah, Chef Irvine.
Who lives here locally. He lives in Odessa.
He is local.
It was the first time he'd ever been to One Buck.
Uh-huh.
We had a nice conversation. We exchanged business cards because we all do a lot of business.
Yeah.
He will be on the program in the very near future.
Sweet.
And we're also going to get involved, when I say we, I mean me, into some of his charity work.
Okay.
You know, heavily involved in charity, heavily involved in the military.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said, you know, he saw my hat, we talked, and I said, yeah, I get in trouble a lot, and I'll clean up all the words that were said by both of us.
Nice.
About the flag. And I said, we're best friends. Because he is me on whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say drugs because then it's going to be roped in and I'm going to be arrested. He's about that.
Okay.
Passionately. Thank you. I'm violent.
Vividly.
He's passionate about the use of flags and dropping flags and, you know, flags should never be.
Well, last time I saw him, he owned the Gold's Gym in Seminole.
He's buff.
But I didn't have my vertical gym at the time, so maybe we can get a little workout in.
Wife is a professional wrestler.
Some thick crunch bars.
So we'll be doing some things with Robert Irvine. Really good dude.
It's awesome. Yeah, he was a great guy.
Fans were coming up as he was talking, and, you know, they were. I waited, you know, as I normally do, which means I normally lose out, because if you don't butt in, then they leave. But, yeah, super cool. We talked about some of the things he's got going on.
So he had his own jersey.
He did have his own
name,
jersey.
Name on the back, Irvine.
That is his name.
Is it a Harris jersey? Yeah, do you have a Buccaneer creamsicle Harris jersey?
I do.
Nice.
As a matter of fact, it's a real jersey. It's a gamer.
Oh.
Back in the day, I never did the research, but I was given a couple creamsicle jerseys.
Nice.
I believe it's in the 40s. I want to say 43, but I could be wrong. And this player's name was R. Harris.
Nice. Yeah. That's cool.
So I was given two of them, and I had one, and I gave one to my sister, whose also first name starts with an R.
Yeah.
But when she got married, she gave it back.
Oh, yeah. She lost her name.
I said, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nice. What's the deal with the creamsicle? I'm new to Tampa. Like, when I got here, it was already pewter and what are the other colors that you guys use? Pewter and crimson or red.
Well, yeah, crimson is red.
But you know, I got here post-creamsicle era. You know, you've been here your whole life. What is it about the creamsicle that people, like, just love? Because every time, if I remember correctly, they were the worst football team in the franchise of all franchises when they were creamsicled. And then they changed the uniforms and they had success and won Super Bowl.
So what's your question?
Why do people love the creamsicle so much?
It's not they loved it.
It just reminds them of losing.
Well, they're right. They hated that and they hated Bucko Bruce. The problem is the creamsicle jerseys never played a football game. Buckwood, whatever his name is.
Bucky
never, you know, played a football game. The team stunk. Certainly the jerseys didn't. I have always loved the jerseys.
Well, you love the creamsicle.
I do.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. All right, let's hit this break.
Okay.
So that then we can head up to Boston for our last time today.
Okay.
Andrea Lee, when we return. Where did we talk some Russians? Right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I'm through, I don't know what it is, TikTok, the clock.
TikTok is the one.
Social media.
Of course.
This, that, the other. And I saw a little film clip of Dana. Dana calling out Jake Paul. And I guess Jake Paul has said that Dana has done or does cocaine.
Oh.
And Dana's trying to make a wager with them, saying, you can test me for the next X amount of years.
Okay.
If I can test you for steroids.
Oh.
And there's been no response back from...
Well, because Dana went out on Oscar De La Hoya and talked about how cocaine was an expensive habit, and so I had to keep fighting. And, you know, so he was very vocal. So it's surprising that Jake would call him out like that.
But really? That surprises you?
Yeah. I mean, he did lose a lot of weight, so, I mean... Who knows?
No, but, you know, Jake has called out a lot of people. His most recent call out is Jorge Masvidal. And like Dana said, and I don't know if it's true that his pay-per-views, that Jake Paul's pay-per-views are not selling. And he said, yeah, of course you want to call out Masvidal. His pay-per-views sell.
Yeah.
You know, he's a pay-per-view guy.
For sure.
I think Jake sells. You know, I've been intrigued. I still have yet to watch other than the one I went to, which was here. Well, I went to two, one in Tampa and one in Atlanta.
Yeah. Speaking of Atlanta,
yeah.
our next guest, hopefully. Andrea Lee, she's from Atlanta, Texas. I didn't know there was such a
place.
Me
either. You know,
you learn something new every day when you do the show, right?
You know, it's funny because I do, you know, and I boldly go where no man has gone before. I look for seconds. I don't want to take stuff. If I could pick this, and I saw Atlanta, I'm like, oh, cool, because my brother lives in it. Right. Oh, it's Atlanta, Texas?
Yeah, like I didn't know there was such a place.
Well, you know, and there's more than one Philadelphia.
Oh.
You know, so yeah, but we just don't think that. You know, we don't think like Atlanta or Nashville.
So maybe it's like the city of like stepbrotherly love, like the little sister, brother.
That would be interesting, yeah.
Right. It can't be the brotherly love because there's only one of those.
Maybe if we really cared, we would find out where the other Philadelphia is.
I don't have time for all that.
I know that.
why would you waste my time?
The coolest thing, and I don't know if we're going to get Andrea, we tried and... You know, she may be tied up doing other interviews or whatever. It's very similar. The first thing that came to mind, and it's ironic because one of the other two guests' nickname is The Machine. So I almost brought up whatever that comedian's name is who goes by The Machine.
Bert Kirshner.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The little story that I read was that Andrea was competing in something, and the entire Russian team came over to take a picture with her because she had a KGB... patch on.
What?
Because that's her nickname.
KGB?
Her nickname is KGB. So the whole Russian team came over. I don't know if they were thinking she was in the KGB or whatever, but I found that to be a tad humorous.
Wow.
About that.
That's ballsy.
By the Russians or by her to wear KGB?
Both. I think that's a statement.
I thought it was quite humorous. First thing that came to mind. What's going on baseball-wise? Have you kept up with anything?
No, I don't watch it. Even with the game change, the bigger bases, the shift.
I don't know what the larger bases do.
What's the point?
It makes no sense. I've watched less, if that's possible, since the change than before, and I wasn't watching before. You know, banning the shift to me has turned me totally off.
Yeah.
If you're not good enough to beat the shift, you stink. Okay. Bring up somebody from the minors who can hit to the opposite field. But no, let's make a rule that you can't do the shift because our players are not good enough. Shut up.
Well, speaking of going from the minors to the big time.
Well, we already talked about Franco going from the big time to the minors.
Yeah, well, he's been with the minors. Literally.
Wow, too soon?
But I think that's why I got in trouble for that. But here's my research for the day. Would you like to take a guess? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 states with a city named Philadelphia.
See?
So, obviously, the sixth one being
West Virginia.
No.
Okay. Nebraska.
No.
Oklahoma.
Nope.
Delaware.
Nope.
See, that's too close. Maine.
Nope.
Michigan.
Nope.
Montana.
No.
Hawaii.
Nope.
California.
Nope.
Texas.
Nope.
I quit.
Illinois.
I was going there next.
Indiana. Mississippi. Missouri. New York. Tennessee. And, of course, Pennsylvania.
What's your favorite city in the United States? What's your favorite city? Is there one city that you would want to get memorabilia from?
Like nostalgic,
no.
Like childhood, or like just overall?
Overall. And not even the best city, the best name. What's the best name city in America?
Well, oh man, I don't know. My favorite city, obviously, because my love affair with pizza and the pizza capital and the bike ride to New York and all the memories in Times Square back before COVID, and it was actually magical, and like the city that never sleeps, New York by far. But as far as like, what was the other question? Best city? Best city name?
The best city name. There's a hell.
Yeah.
I know that there's a hell, but there's also a city in Pennsylvania called Intercourse.
Oh, yeah.
Intercourse, PA.
Okay.
Not far from Hershey.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Just throwing it out there. I didn't mean to pull the whole show down.
No, you're good. I didn't expect you to use the word intercourse in today's episode.
It's the name of a city.
Well, yeah. But still.
There's nothing wrong with it. You're in the third grade. Where are you from? Intercourse? Okay.
I mean, I guess after you're 18, you could probably move out of Intercourse. Or you could start. You could move to Intercourse when you're 18, right?
Now you're making it worse.
I mean, like the assisted living communities, like the 55 and up communities, can only live there if you're 55 or older. So in Intercourse, you should be an adult.
I wonder if you could sue. For what? You could sue about anything.
You should. Discrimination.
Yeah.
Right? Or what if you didn't identify yourself as a 55-year-old
person?
Right.
I don't identify as 55. Yeah. I identify as 37.
There you go. So. And you know what? With all this science, like, you know, there's scientists and they're using resveratrol and all these age-defining things to reverse the biomarkers of your body. So a lot
is that similar to women that are getting some kind of surgery to go back and be a virgin again?
I think that's different. This is actually repairing aging of cells and
but it's not different.
Oxidation of
cells.
If
you're going to tell me that you're going to go back in time, how is that different from people that are having surgery to become virgins again?
Well, they're just replacing like a piece of their anatomy, I think, to feel wholesome again. But I don't know. What I'm talking about is there are doctors out there that are scientists that are in their 50s, but from a biomarker standpoint, from like a human standpoint, they're recording that they're only 29 years of age. So you could actually reverse time.
I'm in on it. I did take a couple photos so I would remember to talk about stuff that I've already forgotten. But this just in, Aldi just bought Winn-Dixie.
They did.
How about that?
Yeah.
And what I found funny about that, because I even said something to my wife about it, Aldi has this stigma, right?
Of being cheap.
Yeah, of just being the lower of the group.
And do you like going there?
I go there.
I don't like it.
It's different.
It's different because stuff's still in the cardboard boxes. You got to like, you know.
You got to pay to use the buggy.
Yeah, it's just.
Whatever that's called.
It's weird.
But the thing that I found interesting is Winn-Dixie is in above that,
yeah.
You know, in your thought. And now Aldi bought Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
Not vice versa.
Right.
So I don't know when this happened, but a person, I'm trying to get his name if it's on here, a Dodgers fan told Mookie Betts that if he homered, he would name his child after Mookie.
Okay.
And I don't know if it said the whole thing, but he just put on Instagram, "Hey Dodgers, Mookie Betts, Sportsnet, blah, 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 a bet is a bet. Meet Francisca Mookie Mancuso."
Wow.
He followed through. I'm telling you this for a reason. A bet's a bet.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, so what's up with the tattoo guy that you said you know my opponent?
We'll get to that.
You got me a fight.
We'll get to that. Joey Bats. Remember Joey Bats?
Joey Bats. No, I didn't.
Joey Bautista signed a one-day contract to retire as a Blue Jay. I still say that's crap.
You hate that.
I hate that.
Hate it.
I hate it. You know, and I don't have a problem with you leaving. You know, you left for more money. But now you're going to go, just so that I can, you're going to retire as a Blue. You're not a Blue Jay anymore. You don't deserve the same thing as somebody who has stayed with the team the whole time. I hate it. And it makes Joey feel good. And it will make the team, you know, because it's all happened. You know, I think Warren did it as well. I'm just against it. I'm allowed to be against
a lot. When he goes in the Hall of Fame, will he be recognized as a Blue Jay?
Absolutely.
Will he be in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I don't know. I would really have to look at.
I hear Ben Saunders is heading towards the Hall of Fame.
He is. The Florida MMA Hall of Fame, I believe, is next month in Orlando.
Yeah.
And I normally don't respond to a lot of stuff, but Ben Saunders is such a good dude.
Is that the same Hall of Fame I'm in?
Another bitch that I have.
Facts are facts.
No,
it's I not. Am.
No, I'm you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I am.
You are not.
I am.
You are not.
I think I am.
No, you're not.
I'm pretty sure I am.
You're definitely not.
I'm sure I am.
I'm positive you're not.
They asked me to write a bio for it.
Yeah, okay.
If you Google it, I'm in it.
First of all, you may be in some Florida Hall of Fame, which is a complete joke.
Florida Sports Hall of Fame.
Which is a complete joke.
What do you mean it's a joke?
Are you in it?
I'm in it.
It's a joke.
Can't be a joke.
Whatever.
I bring credibility to
you
it.
Do. You really don't. But then again, I've seen other people in it. So, you know, it is what it is.
I'm going to sign a one-day contract and retire tomorrow.
Why wait till tomorrow?
Okay, I'll retire now.
Now, I heard on the news about Amazon or whatever, and I think this was Amazon deliveries. Why do these morons? Did you watch the movie I told you to watch?
Which movie?
Somebody Named Otto?
No.
You need to do it. Why do they put packages in the middle of the front door so that you can't open the door without plowing into all the boxes?
That's true.
Just a complaint that I have.
It's not smart, people.
It's not.
Well, a lot of people don't make good decisions.
99.9% of you all don't.
And those
make
people
good
have to have jobs, and so there you go.
Pat Miletich getting back in a fight.
What?
How about that?
Pat.
October 13th, I believe it is. 13th or 14th.
Is he eligible for a Hall of Fame? Because he should be in one.
He's already in it.
I mean, he should be in.
Thanks for getting with the times.
He should be in a bunch of Hall of Fames.
He is.
He should just, like, pretend he has a sore throat and just have halls. Which
don't be so stupid. he's fighting, what's his name, Mike Jackson?
Mike Jackson.
Is it Mike? Yeah, Mike Jackson. That's the guy that runs his mouth all the time. His Instagram or his whatever is Jackson, like ESQ or something.
Okay.
Talks a lot of garbage. I'm dead against Pat Miletich fighting. I'm dead against Mark Coleman fighting. But go have fun.
Is that because they live in a 55 and older community? at some point, just not do it anymore.
All right. Have you ever touched someone on the plane? You're on a plane. You're the aisle seat.
Okay.
Okay. You do?
Oh yeah. Well, not an accident. Well, like the flight.
Not on accident. Oh, that's
no,
good.
Not the flight attendants like come through with that cart and they. I mean, they smash your elbow, or they turn around and get somebody a drink, and they put their butt in your face. I mean, it's just crazy.
So when do you touch a person?
I don't.
You just said you did.
No, they touch me.
No, I'm saying do you touch?
No, I don't touch.
All right, so person's in the middle. You're on an end.
Yeah.
Person wants to get out to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
How would you do it if you were in the middle? Would you touch them, or would you just kind of face them and like...
Yeah, I would just kind of get their attention.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
Then when you come back, what would you do?
Just stand there and wait for them to acknowledge that I'm standing up.
Okay, but if you're coming from behind, what would you do? The bathroom's in the back.
Yeah.
All right, so you're facing forward because the plane's flying forward. It's not like a train. Okay, so you're looking forward. You went to the bathroom. You're in the middle seat. You're coming from the latrine in the back. How would you get into your seat? How would you get acknowledged?
Well, I would just stand next to them and assume that they are still awake. Because unless an international flight, you know, and everybody's asleep. But if you just got up to go to the bathroom a minute earlier, you assume that they're expecting you to return.
I would walk in front. I would walk past you sitting, turn around, and like Roman Reigns yells, acknowledge me.
Right.
You know, right? This donkey.
Oh, no. This happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. These are the best.
Keeps like tapping me and touching me, and
what?
You know, their foot is in my little section, and finally I had to say something. I mean, first, how many times does a human being go to the bathroom in an hour? Nine times.
That's how many times they got up.
Yeah, nine times in an hour.
Shut up.
And every time they're touching me.
No way.
Walk past me, look at me, make eye contact. I'll get up. Don't touch me.
Wow.
I learned that from Warren Sapp.
You got to get off of Spirit.
I was on Spirit.
I know. That sounds like a Spirit experience.
I'm okay with Spirit.
You get touched up.
You know, just because other people have problems. I don't know if there's any truth to this. You can find out. This is the first time I've actually asked you to do something that you can do.
Okay.
Rumor has it that Carissa Shields is going to fight Keith Thurman. Is that true?
What?
Is that true?
I have never heard that. But that would be crazy.
Well, first, it should never be allowed.
I mean, Keith's got to get back in camp. Carissa is a monster. I mean, in a boxing match, is there really, at the same weight, is there a big difference?
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
Because I think it opens yourself up, and I've said this, I'm dead against professional wrestling. which is scripted.
Because I would take Cheryl Miller over Reggie all day.
In basketball.
But she's better in the post. She's bigger. She's got more, like, force. She's a better player.
I don't know. I don't know. Reggie was pretty good.
Well, it's only because he couldn't drive on her. He had to shoot from the three-point line.
And you know, they're the original white men can't jump hustle.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't care who. I'll take you two collegiate ball players. I'll take my sister.
Yeah.
and you got to do it. You got to roll with your eyes. I am so good. I am so good. I will bet you $500 that me and anybody here can beat you. And I'll even take my sister. Mm. I'd rather have that dude in the back that's 7'2", but I'll take my sister just to prove
it's
to you.
It's like you and Steve Monroe on the golf course.
I don't understand that.
I don't know what that means. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring it up.
What are you bringing up?
Steve Monroe and how you guys hustle people on the golf course.
Well, first of all, Steve hustles.
You set it up. You bring him over and line him up.
We're going to do a contest here in the pizzeria.
Hey, he's on his knees. He's going to hit the golf ball 400 yards.
About 300. He hits 300 and some yards on his knees. I've seen him put three golf balls, one on top of another, and hit the top golf ball.
Would you ever lay on your back and let him hit it out of your mouth?
You know, that happened to me in the Navy.
What?
Yeah.
You did that?
No, hell no.
Oh.
But I had to put the golf ball in my mouth. So we were crossing the equator, and that's back when harassment was legal.
Okay.
Okay, and it wasn't harassment. It was more
bonding.
Tradition. It was. Right. It wasn't really hazing per se. I forget what the word.
Camaraderie.
That too. Yeah. So the day before you cross the equator is when they're called polywogs. So the polywogs can do things, attempt to do things to the shellbacks the day before. Again, I'm smarter than most of you clowns, okay? I know better, because whatever you do the day before you cross the equator, you're going to get it 9 times worse the next day.
Okay.
Okay? So I worked all day up in CIC. I didn't play the little games. I know there was one officer that hid, you know, because he didn't want to partake. So then the next day, when you're able to, because, like, we had to be work, because without us, the ship's not moving. So, you do it in shifts and whatever. So they can do almost anything to you, almost anything. And I'm sure things that got done that shouldn't have got done. You have to crawl around on your hands and knees. You have to wear your clothes inside out. So I'm coming around, whatever all that crap was called. I don't remember. It was 2 lifetimes ago. And a guy comes over and he starts yelling at me. Get on your back, polywog. Get on your back. So I get on my back and he puts a golf ball in my mouth. Now what they would do is they would take fire hose and they would cut it into 12, 14, 16-inch
strips. Right.
And they would smash the crap out of you.
Oh.
They would wet you and hit you and all this crap.
The fire hoses.
Yeah.
Like the canvas ones? Like the,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like stronger than a Brazilian jiu-jitsu mat or a gi or a
belt.
Like a belt.
Yeah. It's not pretty. And so he puts it in my mouth or up on my mouth. I'm like, all right, I'll play the game for a little bit. Again, I've always said I laughed at boot camp where they try to, you can't mind game me.
Right.
You know, because it's all stupid. You're a moron. And at some point, I'm going to tell you that. So then he goes, obviously, you want to keep this ball up so that when I swing, I don't hit your face.
Mm.
What? And then he goes, but if it falls on the ground, you're done.
Oh.
And so, again, now I'm starting to freak out a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's when I basically told him, you know, stick it.
Did he have a golf club in his hand?
No, he had the thing.
Oh, he's going to hit you with the hose?
Yes.
Oh, wow. See, that's what we need TikTok for. We can recreate your military service.
Sure.
Right? We can lay you down on the floor, polywog.
First of all, moron, you are a polywog.
I am not. Polywog?
Someone who hasn't crossed the equator and gone through the
tradition. I crossed the equator in July. I went to Brazil.
Yeah, I know. But you didn't do the tradition.
don't know that. I have golf balls in my pocket.
Yeah, in your mouth. that's for sure. So when you get all done, so you literally have to go from the front of the ship all the way around, all the way back to the front.
Okay.
And, you know, they're all lined up for you, you know, to beat the crap out of you and do all these stupid things to you. So at the very end, you have to dive into the chute. It's like a tunnel.
Okay.
And I don't remember how far it was, 12 feet of some of the most disgusting. You imagine it, it's in it.
Okay.
Okay. It's disgusting.
It's like a garbage chute, kind of like a trash chute or something.
I really hope that's all that was in it was garbage. Okay. Yeah, it was brutal. So you go through it, and then you go into this like pool, a pool area, and you dunk. They dunk you down, and they pull you up, and they go, "What are you?" And this one moron said, "Pollywog." So they dunked him down again. So he almost got the water treatment for like, I don't know, 15 minutes until he realized he was supposed to say, "I'm a shellback." You've gone through the whole thing.
Wow.
And then there's some more disgusting stuff too. Like,
so can we recreate this on like a Carnival cruise ship? Like, can we take a trip, like a one-day cruise to the Bahamas or wherever?
How are we getting back?
Huh?
Well, oh, literally just go and come back?
Yeah, just go around. Like, they got 2 day. As long as we cross the equator, we could recreate this. We do it for all the fans of the show, and then everybody can go through a hazing process.
Yeah, because hazing's so allowed nowadays.
Right.
Well, you know the famous hazing with the New Orleans Saints when they ran the gauntlet?
No.
They made the rookies run the gauntlet, which is, and I still complain about it in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, at least in the one I was in, and I know this is still kind of normal. To me, it doesn't make sense that a white belt, that a brown belt, that a purple belt, that a pink belt is going to slap the crap out of a black belt.
It's true. You haven't earned that right.
Yeah.
You're not skilled.
You're not equal.
You're not. Yeah.
It's not that you're not skilled. You're not equal.
Right.
You are not equal.
For sure.
And in the military, it's that rank and above that flocks you all. I think it was called flocked. And you would punch the guy's arm. And, you know, if you were cool, they were cool, they would tap you. Well, this one guy, and I still remember his name, they broke his arm.
Oh.
They hit this clown so hard that they broke his arm. And I hate to say it, he deserved it.
Yeah. Was it his fault for not, like, having stronger bone density?
Exactly.
See, you can train that.
He was on, we did a cruise, and we'll go to the top of the hour just talking nonsense. So we were on a cruise, and we went to another ship. And right out of the blocks, they didn't like this guy. So there's all these things that you do in the military, like you go get a bucket of steam. They send you to go get a bucket of steam.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten a bucket of steam?
No.
Go get one.
Why?
Because.
What do I want to do with it?
Yeah, exactly. Go get it.
I'm going to steam.
Wherever you can get the steam.
Suit?
They send you down into the boil room
like
to get a bucket.
Going to look for a snipe? Like looking for like a bird that doesn't exist?
Exactly. So they put this guy on the mail buoy watch. Now, you would get mail either dropped on.
Okay.
Or, you know, the helicopter comes over. Well, they told this knucklehead that it's a mail buoy. So the plane comes, it lowers it on the buoy, and that you'll see when we get up to it. So he missed it. He couldn't find it. And the guy just went off on him. That was my leave. I was getting ready to go. They put the same guy on the equator watch because there's a line across the water when you cross the equator.
Okay.
He missed it. How do you miss it? There's one equator. How do you miss it?
Well, I mean, but going back to the bone density thing, is it cheating for fighters to condition to strengthen their bone density so that their punches have more impact and that they can take more damage so their arm doesn't break in competition?
Absolutely. No, it's not cheating.
Okay. Because that's when I'm going to start.
You're going to invent stronger bones?
Well, I'm going to coach people on how to train them. I can train your bones, Randy.
You can't train your daughters to get dressed. But you're going to train somebody.
I got them dressed today. They're on time.
No, you helped them get dressed.
No, they told me that they were ready.
Okay.
They're like, we got to go to school, Dad. It's time.
Oh, my God.
But seriously, bone density training is a real thing. OsteoStrong.
I still get grossed out, and it occasionally comes up on my feed when Travis Thompson was here, and he beat the crap out of the tile.
Yeah, he does.
He beat the tile.
Yeah.
The tile could not beat him.
Yeah, we have an invoice to repair that, by the way.
I would send it to him.
But
send it to Feldman.
But you know, people your age and older, statistically, when they fall and break a femur or a hip bone, they pass away in the first 12 months. Like, it's 25% fatality after 1 year of breaking a femur or a hip. So, you know, training bone density is important, and it applies to combat sport.
It might be important, but I can fix it without them having to go through anything dealing with you. Not having to put up with you, not having to pay you, not having to hear you. They can stay away from you with one piece of advice.
And that is?
Don't fall.
Solid advice.
Just saying. As long as you don't fall, you don't have to worry about it.
Well, your guy didn't fall when he got punched in the arm and it broke. If he would have had stronger bones, he wouldn't have broke his arm.
I don't think so.
And you know that the gladiators, historically speaking, they didn't eat meat. They were vegetarians.
It didn't help Russell Crowe.
So they they found that the bones that they did the bone density testing on showed that the gladiators were vegetarians and they had stronger bones because they're the best athletes in the world. They were the modern day UFC fighters. They had the best care, the best food, the best nutrition to go out and put on a performance, and the best athletes in the world ate plants.
When we come back, I want you to tell me how much longer you could live back in the day as a vegetarian with stronger bones. When we come back.
I'm about to do it.
I don't care what you virtual. Do.
If you get TikTok, you can follow me for the next 6 weeks.
The chance of me following you
follow
anywhere.
Me. Follow me.
Anywhere. I won't even follow you out of this building. I go a different direction as you.
What if I'm going to get jelly rolls? You follow me there.
I'll tell you what. I am going to talk to Jason Knight, and when Jelly Roll comes to town, I'm going to get a couple donuts.
I'm
just telling you.
You follow me to the donut bank.
I'm not following you. I'm following Jason Knight.
Follow the roll.
I'm turning you off. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Winnie the Pooh, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.